Oma Ganatavananda Sya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurumulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Svitam Sya Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshri Prishubhana Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text Number 35. Tesham iti iritam ubau avadarya goram tam brahma dandam anivaranam astra pugai sadhya hare anucharau uru bibhyata tat para grahao apatitam atikartarena teshamitaritam ubhava darya goram Tesham itiritam ubhava darya goram Tad brahmadandam avivaranam astrapungai Sadyo hare anuchara vuru bivyatastat Paragraha vapatatam atikatarena Tesham itiritam ubhavadarya goram Tam brahmadandam avi anivaranam astrapungai Sadyo hare anuchara vuru bibhyatastat Paragrahava patatam atikartarena Haritama Bhavataranjaram. Nam Brahma Dandamani Varanam Astapungai. Adyo Hare Anuchara Vivarupiritastat. Paragrahava Vitatam Atikartarena. Matajis. Tesham itiritam ubhava vadaram goram. Tam brahmadandam amivaranam astrapungai. Sadyo harir anucharava purupitastat. Paragraha vapasatam atikartarena. Te shamitiritam ubhava vadara goram. Tam brahma dandam avivaranam astrapungai. Yo harer anuchara vavuru vivartasistat. Paragraha vaparadam atikartarena. Tesham of the four Kumaras. Iti thus. Iritam uttered. Ubao. Both doorkeepers. Avadarya, understanding. Goram, terrible. Tam, that. Ramadandam, curse of a Brahmin. Anivaranam, not able to be counteracted. Astrapugai, by any kind of weapon. Sadhya, at once. Hare, of the Supreme Lord. Anucharao, devotees. Uru, very much. Bibhyataha, became fearful. Tatpadagrahao, grasping their feet. Apatatam, fell down. Atikartarena, in great anxiety. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the doormen of Vaikuntha, who were certainly devotees of the Lord, found that they were going to be cursed by the Brahmins, they at once became very much afraid and fell down at the feet of the Brahmins in great anxiety. For a Brahmin's curse cannot be counteracted by any kind of weapon. Please repeat. The doormen of Vaikuntha, who were certainly devotees of the Lord, found that they were going to be cursed by the Brahmins. They at once became very much afraid and fell down at the feet of the Brahmins in great anxiety. For a Brahmana's curse cannot be counteracted by any kind of weapon. Purport. Although by chance the doormen committed a mistake by checking the Brahmins from entering the gate of Vaikuntha, they are at once aware of the gravity of the curse. There are many kinds of offenses, but the greatest offense is to offend a devotee of the Lord. Because the doormen were also devotees of the Lord, they were able to understand their mistake and were terrified when the four Kumaras were ready to curse them. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthai Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutun Deve Kauravani Vijarane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Sadharane. We're in the kingdom of God, but somehow or another there is some offense, apparent offense against devotees here in the kingdom of God. According to Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, Krishneti yasi giritam manasadriyeta dikshaksti tat pranitibhis chabhajantam isham shushu shaya chabhajanam ananya anya nindati sunya hridayam ipsita sangalabdhya. That one should mentally honor the devotees who chant the holy name. One should cooperate or offer obeisances to the devotees who have undergone spiritual initiation and are engaged in worshiping the deities. And one should faithfully serve the pure unalloyed devotees who are deeply attached, who are absorbed in pure devotional service and whose hearts are completely freed from the propensity to criticize others. This is the transcendental vision of the Madhyama Adhikari. And in Prabhupada's purport, he goes over elaborately what's the different stages of devotional service, beginning with Archam Evaharye, Pujam Yakshadaye Hete, Eta Dhaneshu Chanyeshu, Savaktam Prakritar Smritaha. That a devotee who's a neophyte, just on the threshold of the actual level of bhakti, he worships the deity in the temple, but he doesn't understand how the same deity is present in the heart of all living entities. And therefore, he doesn't know how to reciprocate with the different living entities within this material world, their different mentalities. Therefore, devotional service, or the training to come to the platform of real devotion, is the platform of learning how to properly reciprocate with the different mentalities of different living entities, both in the conditioned state and in the liberated state. And as we understand that of all the different types of mistakes we can make, the worst mistake is to offend devotees. As Krishna is a devotee of his devotee, and if we want to become Krishna's devotee, then we cannot, on one hand, fan Krishna with a chamara fan, and the other side step on his lotus feet where his devotees are. So offending his devotees is just like stepping on his lotus feet, and service is just like fanning Krishna, but we should not do them both at the same time. Therefore, one has to learn how to appropriately associate with the devotees. Those who are, Prabhupada says, like the sahajiyas who chant the holy name, then at least mentally within our consciousness we should respect them, but we should not intimately associate with them. Because by such intimate association, either we may take up their bad qualities, or we may offend them, or they may offend us, or something unwanted will take place. On the other hand, Ishvaretad adineshu valisheshu dvitsatsu cha prema maitri kripopeka yat karoti samadhimaha. That the Madhyama Adhikari, he loves Krishna not with the idea of getting something in return. This is our problem in the material world, is this idea of business. We're hankering for what we don't have in relation to this body, or the subtle mind, And we're lamenting over things that have happened in the past in relationship to this body or a subtle mind. So this is better known as Maya. This is explained throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita. To get freed from this Maya, one has to fix the mind upon Krishna. Shinar shinaru paramed buddhi drita grihitaya atma samstamana kritva na kinchit api chintaya. Gradually, step by step, with full conviction, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence sustained with full conviction, and thus the mind should be situated in the self alone and should think of nothing else. That is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Bonam jamanan ante gyanamam amprapadyate vasudeva saravam iti saramahatma sudurlabaha. To see how Krishna is everywhere, that there are not really friends and enemies, as Prahlad Maharaj has said, that the only friend and there's no real enemy in this world except for the uncontrolled mind. When the mind becomes controlled, then one is able to see how everything is being arranged by Krishna. And if there's some problem, it is not really a problem, because Krishna is arranging things to help our spiritual advancement, or instructing others how they can spiritually advance. And Krishna is minimizing whatever problem we may have. This is called ikshamana. Tattenukam pam susimikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapuvir vividanamaste jiveti yo bhukti sade sadayabhak. That those who want Krishna's mercy, his compassion, anukampam, they have to samsamikshamana. Iksha means to see, mana means with the mind, and sama means completely. Samsamikshamano, we have to see with our intelligence, but completely, the whole picture. We have to understand things by assimilating the knowledge. And then by such assimilation of knowledge, we can tolerate any kind of material inconvenience, because we know that Krishna is arranging this for our spiritual advancement, and he's minimizing the reactions that we're receiving due to our own past misdeeds. And our business is not to lament or unnecessarily to try to reverse our material circumstances, but our real business is to go on trying to serve Krishna with one's body, mind, and words, praying for his mercy that we can be elevated to the platform of pure devotion. Tam tatiksha sabharata. One who tolerates in this way, Krishna becomes compassionate to him because of his steady, sincere service, and gradually gives the intelligence, the dhammi buddhi yogam tam, by which one can see things as they really are. And what is that? Well, how does one see things? One can understand sarabhutastam atmanam sarabhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yukta atma sarvatra samadarshanaha. That the true yogi observes me in all beings and sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. In other words, the devotee can see that at every moment he's dealing with Krishna. That there's not something apart from Krishna, there's not something outside of Krishna consciousness, and therefore the devotee's business is always to reciprocate in a positive way with Krishna. Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. This is Uttama Bhakti, favorable devotional service, to always be in the right mood, as Krishna would like us to be, to serve Krishna favorably, and that will elevate us to the platform of pure devotion. But when one thinks that there's something outside of Krishna, this is, Krishna says, is called Maya. One thinks that there's someone who's acting independently of Krishna, or something we're experiencing outside of Krishna consciousness, this is called duality. Vayam dvitiya bini veshitasyat isharapatasya vipariyo smriti. And this is caused by our lack of service attitude. And the root of that service attitude, of course, is the service to the devotees. If one stops serving the devotee, what to speak of offending the devotees, then of course one is cutting off the root of the service attitude. And without a service attitude, then Viparyo Smriti, we forget we're Krishna's servant, and instead we start thinking about becoming the Lord's material nature. And that results in called material consciousness, abhinivesitasya. It starts with avidya, thinking ourselves to be different, thinking our interests to be different from Krishna's. And therefore we acquire this false ego and acquire so much attachment and aversion, and eventually we come to the platform of abhinivesita, absorption of material consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Naham viparana chanara patira naham vapina sudra gopi bharata parakamalayar dasa dasa anudasa, that I am not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I am none of these designations. I am simply the eternal servant of the self-effulgent Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the servant of the servant of the servants of Krishna. The more we think like that, that we're servants of the devotees of Krishna, then we come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. And the best devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, is one who can teach us how to properly honor the other devotees. That may mean only to respect them within the mind, or to cooperate with them in spreading the Sankirtan movement, or to hear from them attentively and follow their instructions and example without any hesitation, depending upon our perceived understanding of their level of devotion. The more we can come to that platform by proper discrimination of engaging devotional service and reciprocating with the devotees according to their actual level of devotion, then the more we make advancement. But if we mistake an advanced devotee to be an neophyte devotee or a common person, or we mistake a neophyte or a non-devotee to be a great personality, then that will also cause havoc in our devotional advancement. So one has to learn proper discrimination, the proper positive devotional attitude, and if we can combine those together, then certainly our advancement is assured in devotional service. That attitude of service, practical service attitude, is a sure way of capturing Krishna's attention, and if Krishna is attentive to us, then there is nothing more to be asked for in our advancement of devotional service. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada would say, don't try to see Krishna, but try to act in such a way as that Krishna will want to see you. And the best way of acting is to know how to, as with proper discrimination, to see how all living entities are Krishna's servants and to serve them appropriately, either by cooperating with them to the Sankirtan movement, educating them in Krishna consciousness, or avoiding those who are will simply commit offense by too much intimate association with them. So I think I'll stop there. Thank you very much. Any questions? Comments? Yes. Yes, is it? Well, it's probably said. Well, we heard that for the neophyte, the person who's chanting Hare Krishna, that we respect them within the mind. But we find that acharyas such as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakura, they criticize them extensively. Yes, of course they are criticized extensively. That way we can understand who they are. Without explaining who they are, I don't think they were criticizing them as much as explaining. Just like when the umpire calls someone a strike, it's not criticizing the pitcher, it's simply calling things as they are. You can't, you know, why are you criticizing the way he threw the ball? No, he threw it in the wrong way, in the wrong place, therefore it's his duty to call strike. Or whatever it is. The person missed the ball, it's a strike. Or he threw it in the right place, therefore it's called a strike. Similarly, it's the duty of the acharyas to repeat Krishna's message. It is, the prophet said, I'm not calling them a demon, it's Krishna who's calling them a demon. Tanaham dvishita kuran samsaresha naradama. Shipram yashva ashubham asri shveva yonishu. Krishna says, those who are envious and mischievous and who are the lowest of mankind, I cast into the demoniac species of life, into the lower species of life. So it's Krishna who called them demons. Or it's Krishna who's calling them sahajiyas, those who don't follow strictly. And the acharyas, it's their duty to repeat Krishna's message and explain it appropriately. But if that's all they did was criticize, that would be one thing. But as Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining here, we should understand their position, but we should respect them within the mind for chanting Hare Krishna, but not intimately associate with them. So it is not that we're envious of them. The acharyas are not envious of them, but for their own benefit, there's upeksha, or a disregard for the above reasons. Now, for a very advanced devotee, as Prabhupada says, that they may associate with even very fallen persons and help to elevate them. But we should not imitate advanced devotees. Therefore, appropriate knowledge is given to us so that we will not become bewildered by such imitation. Just like in the drugstore, there are different medicines, but that doesn't mean that every medicine is meant for everyone. We don't go to the drugstore and simply judge the medicine bottles. I like the pink bottle. It looks very nice. Let me see what that tastes like. We have to find out from the expert doctor what is the appropriate medicine for us. For the Kanista, for the Madhyama Adhikari, therefore, proper discrimination has to be there so that one's devotional feelings can develop appropriately. For those who are sahajiyas, it's recommended for them that one should respect them within the mind but not intimately associate with them. But for one who's a Mahabhagavat, then for them, such association will not be harmful, but still one will be able to help such personalities. Still, for the sake of educating others, when Srup Damodar was told by Bhagavan Acharya had a brother who was a Mayavadi, and he was explaining one commentary by Sankaracharya. He had written a book on it. Bhagavan Acharya, being a very liberal cowherd boy, his swarup, his constitutional position was a cowherd boy in Krishna Leela, so he was very liberal. And he had requested Srup Damodar to hear the book that his brother had written. But Srup Damodar said, you know, this is not very good. We should not hear these Mayavadis. Because even if he quoted a verse, that even a very advanced devotee, if he hears Mayavadi philosophy, even a Mahabhagavat, he will fall down. So Bhagavan Acharya said, no. He said, well, I don't think we're going to fall down by hearing this. So Srup Damodar said, yes, maybe it's so, that a very advanced devotee will not fall down. But still, hearing this Mayavadi philosophy, his heart will break. It's not very pleasing to a devotee to hear about how Brahman is supreme. Therefore, the devotee keeps himself in the proper mood. And associating with persons who are not in the proper mood, if one is not advanced enough, such association may be detrimental to one's own personal advancement. Therefore, the sake of helping the devotees, the acharyas, give us the discrimination from many different points of view so we can learn how to act appropriately for our own, for for our own selves according to our level of advancement. It's not criticizing, it's simply proper judgment, proper discrimination. Just like when Krishna comes, he also discriminates. He kills the demons and he protects the devotees. He doesn't kill the devotees and protect the demons. But we don't say, "Oh, Krishna, why are you criticizing demons by killing them?" You know. No, Krishna discriminates. So, for their benefit, when the demons are killed, they're benefited, and when the devotees are protected, they're benefited. But if you kill the devotees and protect the demons, no one would be benefited. So, such discrimination is a product of the goal of loving feelings, of the welfare of others. Anything else? Yes. You mean Gaga and Madai? Well, in the fourth verse, birth, they were liberated. They became. I guess you'll have to talk to Krishna about that. He said three times, or apparently they took a fourth birth. I can't explain it. Do you know Judhakarma? Well, one thing we can understand, which another factor, but it may not be applicable, that I guess in this cycle it was Jai and Vijay, but there are many cycles of doorkeepers falling down, or sometimes you have Jagai and Madhai there, and Shushupal and Dantravakra, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Haranyakashipu, Haranyaksha, they're not always doorkeepers who fall down. Sometimes they're actually demons. That's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But I guess we can take for granted that this particular cycle of Jagai and Madais and Haranyakashipus, etc., that these were the doorkeepers who had fallen down. But it may not be. That may have been in a different cycle. Whether that